Good morning, praise partners. Good morning, early birds. Where are the early birds? Shake your hand, okay? Great. Good morning, night owls. Wow, good representative of both. This morning, it's exciting, and I want to get you involved, okay? Because you probably still wonder, how are you transformed by praise, right? How many of you still have that question? Okay. Okay. This morning, I just want to praise the Lord, and I'd like you all to turn to Psalms 24. And like I told you yesterday, the Lord has focused me on adoring him as the King. And he enlarged that with the King of Glory. And the main text for that is Psalms 24. So let's use that as our devotional text this morning, please. Can I have a volunteer to read that? Someone with a strong voice, Psalms 24, if you just join me. And then I'm looking for 26 volunteers to join me up here. And some that will do the Word of God also. So that I'll need about 7 volunteers for that. So if you're courageous and risk-taking and get ready. Okay, Psalms 24. Anyone to come up and read it? Thank you. Oh, come up, please. Join me. I don't like it up here alone. Okay.
Okay. Psalm 24.
Oop. Can't get too close to that one.
Okay. So it says, "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Does anyone know where this was performed?
Messiah?
It's
a part of the Messiah.
Oh, the Messiah. Okay. In heaven. Does anyone know when this? Okay. When Christ ascended. That's how the angels welcomed him home. And they enjoyed saying, "Who is the King of Glory?" And then another group would answer who the King of Glory is. And my sister actually put a little skit together on that that we did at one of the programs, which turned out really nice. This morning, we would like to look at Christ as the King, Redeemer King. Yesterday it was Creator King, and today it's Redeemer King. And how many of you love stories? Okay, we all love stories, right? And the greatest love story is Jesus, the King of Glory, the highest, the most high in the universe, that for us stood up from his throne one day and said, "I'm going to go to the lowest place in the universe. I'm going to taste the second death. I'm going to taste total separation from my Father to redeem them." That's what God is actually saving us from. He's not saving us from the sleep, the death, that we just sleep for a little while, especially if we're a Christian, or only if we're a Christian. But he actually tasted hell for us. That is amazing. Not only that, Jesus could have failed. A lot of people don't know that. If he had sinned, that's why Satan worked so hard to get him to take his eyes off his Father. If Jesus took his eyes off his Father for a moment, he would have failed. He would have been eternally lost. Do you understand that? That is scary. That's what God did for us. And we need to, like Ellen White tells us, spend a thoughtful hour every day, looking at the cross, looking at the closing scenes, Garden of Gethsemane, and especially when you're going through a Garden of Gethsemane. How many have done that within the last year? Garden of Gethsemane, okay, where your heart is breaking, okay, and God has to actually send Gabriel down to strengthen you, okay? So Jesus loves us. It's such a wonderful love story that we need to contemplate it more. And I know, even Sylvain, you've been reading Story of Redemption. That's a beautiful book. Desire of Ages, the scriptures, of course, themselves, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We need to spend more time thinking about how much we're loved. And I just like to tell you that God has transformed me, because as a little child, even though my mother taught me about Jesus, for some reason, I was born with a very low concept, self-concept. And I don't know why, but I was like a doormat. I battled with depression. I was suicidal. Satan tried to wipe me out a lot, okay? Including ideas of just running out into the street in a car when you're driving fast. Just open the door. And God had to show me that if I ever took my life, because sometimes it was so painful, and I wasn't worth anything anyway, so nobody would miss me. He really tried hard. And one day, he had me read an article where it said, the greatest insult that you can ever do against God is to take your life. And I said, I love Jesus, so I'd never do that. And that's what really helped to save me. And then the Lord showed me Timothy, where it says, the Lord does not give the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, sound, love, and a sound mind, right? And so he started, and then he's given me gift, the gift of praise, that Satan will never be able to drag me down there, because my focus, he's told me, it's all about focus. Don't focus on your problems. Don't focus on Goliath. Don't focus on the water like Peter. But keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on how much you're loved. And even yesterday morning when Sandra and I had devotion and we just did a little listening, God said, I love you. He said, I love you, Jess. And he says, I love you, Sandra. I love you. You're my faithful daughters. And so that's what God wants us to know, that we are princesses. And that's what he's told me. Your identity. What's your true identity? Your true identity, my true identity, is a daughter, is daddy's girl, right? We've heard. Is a daughter of the Most High God. We are royal priesthood. We are royalty. Sin has separated us for a little while from the whole universe and from that intimate face-to-face communion with God. But that's who we are. Higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his children. And then I only heard that part until I read it one day in the book Education. Godlikeness is the goal. And I guess that we're so staggered by that, that there's something godlike about us and so high that a lot of people don't even quote that part of it. So I was really surprised to read that. So godlikeness is the goal. God's ideal for us is so high, it would blow our minds. Because we can't conceive of it. But he's going to show us who we really are in Christ, which we cannot even imagine it. Eye hath not heard. Ear hath not heard, neither is it ever entered into the imagination of man. The beautiful things, the wonderful things that God has prepared for those that love him. Love, perfect love, casts out all fear. And that's where praise comes in too, because praise focuses us on the love of God. Praise focuses on the power of God. Praise focuses us on hope. Praise is the voice of faith, trust, hope. It brings joy. My life has been transformed into so much joy now. I don't like being around negativity. I don't want to go there anymore. And when those of you that battle with depression, you know, I'd say there's a 30-second rule. When the enemy puts a thought in your mind, you have 30 seconds to decide whether or not you're going to let him build a nest, okay? Within that 30 seconds, God has taught me to turn it over to Jesus. And one day at the sink, maybe just a couple, not even a couple years ago, about a year ago, a problem was beginning to dawn on my mind, and I was beginning to go down. You know, oh, this problem's so big. And the anxiety starts, and the worry starts. And then all of a sudden, the Lord flashed into my mind, this song, Turn It Over to Jesus. I don't know if you know that song. Turn it over to Jesus. It's a nice little song. And then I started to smile because I realized what the enemy was trying to do. He was trying to drag me down. But the minute that song came into my mind and I turned it over quickly to Jesus, I had joy and I was smiling and happy in a very short time. And that's just how easy it is. Where are you focusing? It's all about focus. So if we focus on God as a covenant-keeping God, the Redeemer that loves us so much, that gave his blood, and living under the blood, we really need to claim the blood of Jesus every day and make sure we remember that the blood of Jesus is the power of salvation in our lives. And so we need to claim the blood a lot more. And once we, that's why even Roger Morneau every morning claimed Matthew 27, because he saw the dark side of life and the power of the enemy. And he knew he needed the power of the cross every day and the blood of Jesus every day to make sure he was victorious. And each one of us can be in the kingdom of heaven. And I used to think going to heaven was so difficult. But it's not. It's very easy if we focus on Jesus. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Not only will he draw us, he will keep us. Amen. In Psalm 17:5, who would like to read that? Some can look it up, please. Psalm 17:5 is one of those verses that we can quote about the keeping power of God. So again, the word of God is what we're going to do battle with, and the name of God. So today, I'd actually like us to look a little bit at the word of God and the power of the word. So to do that, I need 7 volunteers, please. And, okay, who has a salvation problem for themselves or a family member? That is their big heartthrob in life. They want someone in their family saved, and they seem to be taking the wrong direction. Okay. You can come up, please. Okay, who has a financial need? The Holy Spirit is your great desire. Okay, salvation, finances, Holy Spirit. If you just come up, please. Guidance and praise, adoration. You just want to learn how to praise God more.
All of the above.
Whatever. Guidance one. Holy Spirit. You'll take Holy Spirit. Healing for themselves or someone else. And relationship issues.
Relationship.
Okay.
Here's one more.
Finance
or relationship?
Oh, she's got relationship. I know. Okay. What I'd like to demonstrate, and so you can look through those promises, the word of God is the rock that we build upon. And everyone that builds upon the rock, when the storms come, our house is going to stand. And I know we've had storms already, but the massive tsunami is coming. And that's why God wants us grounded in his word, because the time of trouble, which we all know about, and we can see it coming very quickly, but God knows how to give us the victory. And we're told that everyone that's bolstered themselves with the word of God, not one of those people will fail. So let us make sure we get our Bibles out and start spending quality time with God. Okay, so building on the word. Another thing I'd like to tell you is that petition is important, but I want you to look at petition as in the meal, the pauper part, okay? King would be the praise. The prince part of the meal would be thanksgiving, okay? Because you know all that, you know, eat in the morning like a king, noon like a prince, and like a pauper at night. Okay, so the same concept here. If you apply it to praise, we want to do, first of all, what did I say? What's the major part?
Praise.
Praise. Thanksgiving, and then the pauper part petition. Okay, therefore, now we can demonstrate. Okay, Monique, you have, what do you have?
I picked finances.
Finances, okay. So we're going to pray on finances. Okay, do you have a promise that we read? Just one promise from there.
I like the last one. It says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give you power to get wealth.
Amen.
And I didn't know I had that power.
Amen.
As of now. So it's in Deuteronomy 8. And I'm so tempted, you know, to put that into practice right now.
Well,
you have no idea.
That's what we want to do.
So it gives me power to get wealth.
Okay, so let's pray that. Say, thank you, Lord, because your word says.
Thank you, Lord, because your word says that you are giving us power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, and he swear unto your fathers as it is this day. So this day is today for me.
Okay, so what she could do now is take her journal, date it. Today's date, March the 15th, she's gone before God's throne, and she has taken out his word, because that's another thing. You return God's word to him. That's the most powerful thing you can do. And that's what amazes me, too. In Psalms 138, God says he exalts his word above his name. That's still a mystery to me, because his name is so powerful, yet he wants us to take his word even above his name. That is very powerful, because it's saying, I want you to know that I'm a covenant-keeping God. I want you to know more than anything that I'm faithful, that if I've promised you something, you can count on it even above my name. That is amazing. So his promises will never fail us. So let's go back to your question. You didn't hear the verse?
Okay. Is there a microphone, a portable one? We can bring it.
Is there another microphone?
Belinda, is there another microphone that we could bring?
Okay.
Oh, to repeat it. Okay. So it's in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18.
That's all she wanted.
Okay. Okay, great. Relationship, you said next. Maybe we'll just go through them and then we'll just hear it.
Relationships, family, etc. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is in me. Isaiah 54:17.
Thank you. You can just choose one of them, please, and tell the time.
This one's healing. This is from Jeremiah 17, verse 14. And 17 is just packed with lots of good promises. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise.
This is on guidance, Psalms 32, 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
This is praise adoration, and you said only one?
Yeah, favorite one.
Well, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star, Revelation 22:16. I didn't think I had a root. Now I have a root.
This is the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2-3.
Oh, you can use it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we can get your one.
Mine is salvation, and I'm sure we all do have people that we are concerned about. Praise his name for that on our heart, I guess. There are several texts here, and Isaiah 49:24 and 25, if any of you are taking notes, that's the one It says, I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. But the verse that I've picked to read in totality is 1 John 5:14-16. That's 1 John 5:14-16. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother in a sin, that which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death.
Amen. And one of the favorite promises in my home that my mother claimed a lot was Isaiah 49:24-25, where Jesus actually asked the question, shall the prey be taken from the mighty or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Because I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And your children could be your spouse. Your children could be anyone that you want to bring before the throne as an intercessor. So that's a very powerful text, because God promises to save those that we're praying for. And he will do the contending, not us. And sometimes we get there and we actually mess it up for the Lord, you know, by saying what we should not say, even though it's good. But we need to ask the Holy Spirit, should we be saying that to our husband that's not in the church? Or should we be saying that to our child that's taking the rebellious path right now? Sometimes we just need to show love and go on in our closet and plead with God, who has promised to do the contending. Okay, so now to go back to our examples here, I'd like you each to thank God for what you have just claimed, okay? You've claimed that you ask, remember Glenn Kuhn? Ask, believe, and claim, then thank God and give him praise. After you've given your petition before God now, so just put that before God really quickly, a petition based on that word.
Okay, my petition is that I've just translated a book about waiting on God from Pastor Dennis Smith, and I'm still short for publication of 1,200. I've raised so far 2,000, but it costs another 1,200 to publish it, and it's in the hands of the publisher, but we're waiting for... I just asked God to, today by faith, to grant me the power from above, which is his power, to what did he say here? To get the wealth. Well, the wealth for his wealth, not my wealth, because it's a book that is for the benefit of the knowledge of who the Holy Spirit is. So
okay.
I thank God already for what I'm claiming today in front of you, and I will have good news by faith to give you soon.
Amen. And can you just take Jehovah Jireh, is that the top one right there? This name of God, please. Okay, that's what you need. Okay, and the mic next, please. Okay, so just try and form a petition based on that promise.
My first petition is not to cry, so I can give you a petition. my second petition would be that I not be my usual intense self and interfere in what God would do for this person.
Okay.
My petition is that daily, hourly, that I am filled with the Holy Spirit and full of courage and wisdom and knowledge and fear the Lord.
Amen. And Adonai would be for you there. That he'd be Lord of your life. Okay?
My petition is that daily and hourly, even moment by moment, that I would remember I have a room.
Louder?
My petition is that daily, hourly, maybe even moment by moment, I would remember that I have a root, and my root is in God.
Okay, praise the Lord.
And the petition would be that I would let God teach me, and that I would follow.
Amen. And just on that one, too, I want to give you another text that you can write down. And one day, it was in 2005, actually, I was really worried about my future. And I said, what's going to become of me? Where am I going to be? And all this. And I fell asleep. And while I was sleeping, I heard this verse, Isaiah 48, 17. Write it down. It's very beautiful. Isaiah 48, 17. And God puts his name in that text many times, maybe about three times. And the Holy One of Israel, he says, I, your Redeemer, I will teach you how to profit, and I will show you the way that you should go. Isn't that beautiful? And they, all of us can claim that. We're all God's daughters and all wanting his direction. Okay.
Okay, my name is Helene. The one thing that I pray for is healing every day because we are broken.
Okay.
My petition is for relationship, specifically with my son, and that God would help me with portraying his character.
Okay, and right away, I'm going to claim also Isaiah 49, so just follow what I do, okay? Isaiah 49, 24 and 25, I'm claiming that, like my mom prayed for my sister, Raquel, the one I'm telling you about, that's a Jew right now, I claim that God will contend with the enemy against, that God will contend against the enemy and save my sister Raquel, that she will be in the kingdom of heaven. So I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you that Raquel's feet will be standing on the sea of glass. I want to thank you because you are wonderful. I want to thank you for your word, and I want to praise you, God, for your power, your almighty power. You are omnipotent. You are the God that never fails. You are the God that is able to save to the uttermost. So I praise you and thank you for saving my sister, that I will live with her in the courts of heaven. Mm. Okay. Okay, Monique, try and thank God for your thing and just pray.
Heavenly Father, as I approach your throne right now in front of my sisters, we're all there humbly bowing down before thee because we praise thee for your immense love that surpasses our own understanding. And I praise you that you have given everything you could and beyond human understanding. You gave prophets, you gave warnings, you gave admonitions, you gave us commandments, you gave us your Son, your precious blood, you give us your Spirit, the Comforter, you give us everything so that we can receive salvation, we can receive financial deliverance, we can receive reconciliation with heaven, that we can receive fellowship with the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, three times holy. So you have given us the Word of God in order for our preparation to be holy, holy priests and priestesses. And I thank you for that beautiful desire that you have for us, because I don't know anyone in this planet that had such a high standard for me, for each one of us here, who wants to take us from the ordinary people we are to become extraordinary servants of the Lord. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for your deliverance from this day and age. This planet has nothing good anymore to offer. And thank you for delivering us from the one who wants to destroy us. I thank you for your deliverance that is happening today in our lives, in our personal life, but also from the fact that you're going to come very soon to take us home where we belong. Thank you to give us a mansion, a residence. Some of us never had a home, maybe. I've been always renting. We're tired of that, Lord. We want to be home with you, and we praise you. We worship you today with all we have and what we don't have. We give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is wonderful, but I know our time is running out. So I'm just going to ask for a sentence prayer from each one. Thank you.
Dearest Heavenly Father, please bow your heads with me. Dearest Heavenly Father, I thank you for the salvation that we can claim for those we love. Oh, God, I praise your name for that. Amen.
Amen.
Adonai, I come before you, and I just ask to be washed with the Holy Spirit, and I ask that for my sisters here as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that every time I seek you, you deliver me from my fear. Amen. And I thank you for giving me the knowledge and the understanding and the assurance that I have a root, and it is in Jesus.
Amen.
Father in heaven, you promised in your word to guide us and to lead us, and I thank you that you would care which way we go, and I praise you for your promises. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, Jesus, that you have healed not just bodies, but minds and spirits and hearts and souls.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord God, for loving us first. For it is through love that we have relationship. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pardon?
Yes, you can keep them.
They apply. Okay. How much time do we have? Oh, there you are. 5 minutes. Okay, so thank you so much. And now I need 26 people really quickly. I do. We're just going to quickly do alphabet praise, which helped me a lot. A long time ago, I think it was through you, Monique, the Lord led Monique, she's one of my prayer partners, too, into my life when I was having a relationship crisis. Anyway. And she introduced me to a wonderful week of prayer program that was given to the Asian pastor by the Lord that taught us how to approach the Lord when we're having real crisis, like women that wanted to bear children, et cetera, et cetera. And in that plan, you begin with praise one day, then the next day is repentance, the next day is consecration, then it's request. Okay? And then it's thanksgiving again and praise. Do you see how much thanksgiving and praise God gave in that model? Okay, so again, heavy on the thanksgiving and praise. Next, what happened was I realized I couldn't praise God and just praise him alone. Petition got in there. Because on the first day, you're supposed to just have praise prayers. And that's where I learned, Lord, I don't know how to praise you. Please teach me. And so he's been teaching me. And one of the things that's helped me is the alphabet praise. So quickly, A, B, okay? A, B.
C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N,
R, T, U. Okay, right to the end. So what I want you to do is think of one attribute of God's character that starts with the letter that you have, and then you just say it, okay? And I did this one time with one of my prayer partners, and she was actually in Florida having a vacation, and for some reason, when I went through the alphabet, and I just praised God, like, you're almighty, and like that, at the very end, heaven was so happy with me. I can't explain it, but it was like, the Lord just blessed me. It's like, I received your sacrifice of praise. So let's do that now, and try and think of that letter, and then just pass the mic along and just
okay. Abba, Father.
Blessed.
Comforting.
Could you say like your letter and then after that your
C
word?
C for comforting.
Okay, thank you.
D for divine.
E for enormous. F for faithful, G for guidance,
H for holiness,
I for intelligent,
J for justice.
K for King of the Universe.
L for loving God.
M for mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my N.
I thought I'm N.
Oh, I'm lost.
N.
N.
I thought I was M.
Okay. I was thinking about M already.
Okay, it's okay. So say M. Say M.
M. I'm merciful.
Great. Okay.
M. Still N.
N. Noble. Nurturing.
N for never ending.
O for omnipotent.
P for powerful.
Q for quintessential.
R for reliable.
S for strength.
T for thanksgiving.
U for unique.
V for victorious.
Amen. And it's amazing how the words change depending on what you're going through. So let's just close out with that right now. I'll just pray and praise. Okay? Heavenly Father, we just praise you because you're omnipotent, all-powerful. We praise you because you're omniscient, all-knowing. We praise you because you're omnipresent. You're Emmanuel, God with us. We want to praise you, and we ask that you accept the sacrifice of praise. You heard all the adoration that went heavenward. We want to worship you as you've called us to worship you, all nations and kindreds and tongues and people at this critical time in Earth's history. Teach us all how to praise you, Heavenly Father, so that we will be not only your princesses, but we'll be praised princesses. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I hope that helps a bit to help you to spark your praises when you go before God, okay? Thank you.
Do you want them to write out a prayer for us and just drop it?
Oh, yes. And you have a gold piece of paper. Please write a praise, tribute of praise to God. And we just want to put that on the cross today, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we can take those,
too. Do you want to put your money to it?
We can.
If we have prayer requests.
Okay. If you have requests, we can put those in the baskets, too. And where you just claim it, please claim it. God wants us to camp out in the claim part, that my prayer has been answered, so thank you, God. So every day after that, you just thank God and praise him for answering your prayer, okay? Instead of continually asking him, you've already asked him officially. Now you praise him every day for answering it.
If you have prayer requests that you've written on your little cards, pass them to the end of the aisle and Judy will pick them up in the basket. And we'll have them to pray over